to James, the book of James. Amen. Amen. James chapter number 1. Amen. James chapter number 1. Last couple of weeks I've been studying and get some help from the book of James. Amen. Sometimes we start off reading James and we see those verses in verse number 2 and verse number 3 and we stop reading. But if we keep on reading, we'll get some strength and some encouragement from the book of James. Amen. Let me put this up. Amen. James chapter number 1, and we'll start verse number 19. Let's all stand for reading of God's word. Amen. James chapter number 1 and verse number 19. The Bible says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart every filthiness of superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is above to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetting the manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bribe not his tongue, he deceiveth his own heart. This man's religion is vain." Verse number 27. "Pure religion undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fathers and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world." I didn't have a title, but I have a title now. Amen. It's time to look in the mirror. It's time to look in the mirror. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we're thankful that your word shows us who we are. Lord, many of us don't know who we are. We might know who we are. We might not know who we are. God, I pray today we find out exactly where we are and who we are and where we will be. And help us to preach your word. Help us to see in your word what it says about being hearers and doers. Lord, God, I pray you forgive my sin. Lord, I pray you empty myself. Lord, I pray you fill me with your spirit and help me to preach what thus saith the Lord. Lord, help me to help your people, God. I pray everyone come to be attentive. And, Lord, help us to get something from your word. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. I will repeat the title, but I forgot it already. Amen. The Bible says in verse number 19, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren," amen. So he's talking to the brothers and sisters in Christ. If you turn back to James chapter 1 and verse number 1, the Bible starts off and tell you who's writing the book of James. The Bible says James, then tells you a servant of God. When he says servant, the word servant also means slave. So he tells you who he's serving. He tells you where he's serving. He tells you why he's serving. He said of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ to 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. So he tells you, he introduces himself to you and tells you he is James. And he tells you why he came. He tells you that he's a servant. And he tells you that he's a slave. And he tells you that he's talking to the people that are scattered abroad. If you've been serving God long enough, you have friends all across this country, all across this world. And he said, scattered abroad, greeting. Amen. My wife, can you give a drink of water, please? I'm already tongue-tied and all those good things. But the Bible then says, my brethren, count it all joy when. He doesn't tell you if. He doesn't say maybe. He says when. He says when you fall into diverse temptations. So that lets me know if you're born again and you're a believer and you're saved by the grace of God, you will fall into temptations. Amen. You will be tried. You will be tested. Then he says, knowing this, he's acknowledging, he's saying, knowing this, or he's showing or understand this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So James is trying to get you to understand we're all going to be tested. We're all going to be tried. We're all going to go through different trials and tribulations. Then he says, verse 4, but let patience have a perfect work, that he be may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. Thank you. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. So he's telling you how to go through those trials and tribulations. Don't ask God to, you can ask God to stop it, but how about we go through those trials and go through those tribulations? And he tells you what to ask for. He says, if any of you lack wisdom. Now, that means if you don't understand, ask God to tell you, to help you to understand why you're going through this trial, why you're going through this tribulation. Then he said that they give it to all men liberally. So God is going to give it to you. He's going to give you understanding. He's going to give you, he won't leave you absent of wisdom. Then he said, and abrayeth not. He's not going to taunt you with the answer. Amen. He's going to give you an answer. And then the Bible says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Then he says, for let not man think that he shall be receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you can't be going back and forth. I believe God. This I don't believe God. I believe God. Don't believe God. Then he said, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. Then the Bible says in verse number 12, it says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. So if you want to be blessed, how about being blessed going through trials and through tribulations? Amen. The Bible says that Job got double for his trouble. But the Bible also said that Job was a man of high integrity, he was high in the Lord. Amen. He was a man that walked justly and walked perfectly with the Lord. Amen. So if we're going to go through these trials and go through different tribulations, let's be like Job in the beginning when Job was perfect. The word perfect, also, it doesn't mean that he was perfect without sin, but that I mean he was just and he was blameless. Amen. Then the Bible says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. God cannot be tempted with either. If evil. Neither tempt he any man. God won't tempt you with evil, amen. He won't tempt you with evil. He's going to tempt you or test you with things you already know, things you already been studying. If you've been reading the Word of God and you've been talking about prayer, he's going to test you with prayer. And why is he going to test you? He wants you to believe what you believe, amen. He wants you to believe what you believe. Does that make sense? He wants you to believe it. If you believe that God is going to answer your prayers, he wants to see if you really believe what you believe. Then the Bible says, is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So then it says, then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin, it bringeth forth sin. Slow down. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. So it conceived. And we talked about that last time. We talked about how when a man and woman are together and they're with together, amen, they conceive and bring forth a baby. That's what sin does. Sin, it starts off by being something small. Then it grows, and then it's just like one of those weeds. When we bought a house, I never understood the grass and it falls and dies and it grows back again, then dies. And then what I did, I digged up all the weeds in the grass, brother Leonard. I digged them all up. I did it with my hand and dug them up. I know you can buy fertilizer and all the different things. And so I didn't fertilize the grass. So what happened the next spring? Next spring, all those weeds that I thought I got up, that something that I thought I missed, they sprang back up. And it was all over the place. And I didn't understand. So this time I got a little smarter. You know, I dug them up again. But this time I bought some seeds. See, what I should have done is ask God, what should I do about this grass? But, you know, sometimes we think we know all the answers. Sometimes we have men and women in our lives. We can go to ask questions. Bro, Lynn, how many acres of grass and all stuff do you have over there? Of land, I should say. 3 acres. Now, I probably have an eighth of an acre, so all I had to do was go to Brother Leonard, ask him what I should do, but I didn't. So I'm out there sweating and cutting myself, digging these things up, and they come right back again. Next time, next summer, next spring, we're going to use some fertilizer and kill all those things, amen? But see, in order to stop those things, you have to get down to the root. You have to pull them up from the root. Well, I'm thankful that we have a God that knows how to get down to our sins, that knows how to get down to the nitty-gritty, is what I say. And he knows how to pull those roots up, amen? You know, I pull them up, and it won't be there anymore, but that's if we trust in him. That's if we put our faith and confidence in him, amen? Then the Bible says in verse number 19, so all this goes together. It's all connected. The Bible says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, he's telling you again who he's talking to. He says, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. I don't have an outline, so that's probably a good thing for me, amen. But I know the first thing we see is a receive. What do we need to receive? When I was growing up, and my mom used to do something. She used to tell us, I need y'all to come here for a second. I need y'all to do this or do that. And so and what she used to do, come here for a second, Michael. The same thing, and I've learned the same thing. She said, hey, Michael. You see, what he's doing, he's looking at me. That's a good thing. Amen. But see, sometimes we get all busy and get to run around, and you want to get back to doing what you're doing. You start looking around. So first you got to get their attention. Michael, he's looking at me. Good job. Give me something. He's looking at me. Now I need you to walk toward me. Can you walk toward me? All right. I need you to stop. Simon says walk. Simon says stop. Simon says walk. Stop. Simon says walk. Simon says stop. Now see, I did all that to do this. Now, Simon, we can plug that in. That could be God. God is going to tell you to walk. Then he might say, stop. But then the devil might whisper in and say, walk again. But see, sometimes we get swift to doing something else, but we're not correctly listening. The Bible says, swift to what? So that means we have two ears and we have one mouth. Amen? We have two ears and one mouth. So that lets me know we need to be twice as fast to hear something and slow to talk. See, some of us, my mom used to say, go ahead, sit down. Thank you. She used to say, I can't remember exactly how she said it. I should have called her. She used to say something in my mouth, you know. Let me tell myself. If nobody noticed already, I got big lips. Amen. Everybody know that already. We just skip on past that. But then she used to say something. It would talk about my lips and talk about you talk too much. And what it basically was every time she asked me to do something, I would say something back. She would say, take out the garbage. It's real quiet. Why? Because some of us used to do the same thing to our parents. Amen. She tell you, take out the garbage. She tell you, wash dishes. And you know, well, so-and-so ain't, no, I'm using my brother. So George ain't doing nothing. Why didn't you ask him to do something? My sister, she over there, and my mouth get the, and I already talk fast, and I get to stutter and everything. And you know what she used to do? Just hit me right in the mouth. And I should have called the DCFS and the CP, what them people call. I should call all them people. But we need to be twice as fast to hear and not as fast as to talk. The Bible says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift. The word swift means to be ready. It means to be prompt. It also means to hear. See, sometimes when you talk to someone, you talk to a child. My wife talks to me. This is how she talks to me. I'll be watching the ball game or watching something. And she said, do you hear me? And you know what we're going to say? Yeah, I hear you. You know, man, look at that going head on. You know, we're watching the game. And then she'll come right and she'll turn the TV off or get right in front of the TV and block it. And then she'll say, what did I just say? And I'm like, come on, you know what you said already. Why did I repeat what you said? Amen, Brother Leonard. You know what you said. I'm like, go ahead on. I mean, I'm listening. But see, I was listening, but I wasn't really hearing her. The word hear means to understand. So then my wife, she'll say, do you understand me? And I'm like, yeah, I understand you. Well, see, if you understand, that means you know what you talk. You know what you said. That means so we perceive. Perceive means to know. So then I need to know what she's talking about. So then she asks you a question. Well, what did I say? Or what did I ask you to do? And then I'm like, well, I get like the ending part right, but I get the whole thing. I get the other parts wrong. But that's the same thing Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. They heard what the Lord said. They kind of understood what he said, but when they was asked the question, well, what did he say? Then they had it all twisted, and they quoted the scripture wrong. They did all the different things. But see, we get all tongue-tied, and we get twisted when we're not really understanding, we're not really paying attention. Then the Bible says, slow to speak. You ever got to somebody, and you just need somebody to talk to, and then they end up lecturing you? I don't know if you ever been. I know some people flashed my mind. Lord, help me. They want to tell you about everything that was going on with them. But you came to talk to them to get some things off your chest, to purge a little bit, to get some help. And your help is talking, not listening. You don't want to listen. You want to talk and get that off your chest and everything. But the Bible said, be slow to speak. Be slow to speak. Just be slow to speak. Slow down. Then the Bible says, slow to wrath. Now go with me to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 17, I think it is. Maybe I should have wrote down. Proverbs. I know some Proverbs. Chapter, left hand side, 14. Proverbs 14. That ain't it. Proverbs 14, verse 29. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 29. The Bible says, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. So it says, for he that is slow to wrath, that means to be slow. Amen. Slow means slow. Or be to be patient, to be not fast. Amen. You ever seen somebody who you, as soon as you talk to them, you didn't finish the story and they blow up and they rise up? Well, we don't want to be like the Bible says, be slow to wrath. Be slow to get angry. Then the Bible also says in James, I believe, go to James chapter number 4. James chapter number 4. James chapter 4. While you turn there, I'm going to find a real verse. And it's in Ephesians. It's not there yet. But it says, be angry and sin not. Anyone know what that verse is at? Somebody thinking of it? Be angry and sin not. That's what the verse says. Be angry. So you can get upset. But don't explode. Don't be full of wrath. I thought it was in Ephesians. It is. 4:26. Thank you. Let's look at it. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 26. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. I remember Brother Leonard, Miss Sue. She told me this verse, and it helped me with marriage, amen. It's good to get information from somebody who's been married. How long have you been married, Brother Leonard? It's 50? Long time, amen. That's good right there. You've been married a long time, amen. But I remember Miss Sue told us this verse when we first got married. She said, be angry and sin not. Let not your sun go down upon your wrath. Don't go to sleep mad. Why? Because you're going to wake up all mad all over again. If it's any young couples in here, Miss Christian, I know I'm a little bit old. You don't go to sleep mad, amen. If you can't get that thing settled, you and Ryan, all that good stuff, get that thing settled, amen. Amen. Get it settled and get it settled. Don't go to sleep angry, because you'll wake up angry and it's going to be a whole bunch of nothing, amen. It's just full of anger and bitterness. You don't want that, amen. Now go back. Let's get back to the Bible. James chapter 2 and verse number 21. The Bible says in James chapter 1 and verse number 21. The Bible says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Now, he says, wherefore, lay apart. That means to put away. And he's telling you, put away what? All filthiness. That means all dirty. All those nasty things. And superfluity, which means abundance. That means it's going to be an abundance of what? Of naughtiness. Naughtiness means wickedness. It means evil. So he wants you to put away all those things. Then he says, if you're going to put away something, you need to fill that spot with something. Amen. If you're going to put away, the Bible then says, and receive or accept with meekness or humility the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. The word engrafted means implanted. When what's implanted? It's talking about, it says the word. Implanted word, which is able or has the power or ability to save your souls. The word save also means to deliver or to help. Or also means to preserve. And that's what it mainly means here. It means to preserve your souls. It means to help and to deliver your soul. Now, we're not talking about being saved, but talking about the Christian walk or your works that you present. Then the Bible says, but be ye, then he tells you what to do. Be doers of the word. If we're going to be doers, that means to perform. We need to perform what? What the Bible says, amen. Don't add your own thoughts to the word of God. The word of God is pure, amen. The Bible then says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. The word hearers means someone who understands. So don't someone who be, you have met someone who knows the Bible and tell you how to apply it, but don't apply it to their own life. That's what it's talking about here. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. You don't want to be deceived by your own thoughts. Then the Bible says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass. You ever looked in the glass when it's all foggy and dirty? And what do you normally see? You don't see something that's foggy and dirty. You don't really see yourself. So what you do is clean the mirror. Amen. Get some of that Ajax and some of that stuff in the yellow bottle. What's that stuff called, Steph? Remember? In the yellow bottle? Awesome. And you can tell I don't use it all the time. Maybe you don't. But we need to clean that mirror, amen? And when we talk about the mirror, it's also, you can compare that to the Word of God. See, when we have our own devotions. And devotions are good. But see, sometimes we read the Bible out of respect to ourselves. What does that mean? We read it because we know we ought to do it. Amen. We know we ought to read the Bible. We know that that's what we should do. But I wonder how many times do we read the Bible just to get some strength and some encouragement for ourselves, to be able to remember those verses, to hide the Word of God in the heart that you might not sin against thee. Are we beholden are we beholden the Bible? Are we holding to see ourselves? Amen. Are we studying the Word of God to know how to apply it? Are we studying it just to say, I read the Bible? Are we, just like, for example, I'm reading the Bible in a year. What's the main reason I'm reading the Bible in a year? It could be two reasons. To say I read it in a year, or is it to know I read it and to know what certain things are. You know, when I start reading things, when someone says something, oh, I know where that verse is at, I should be able to quote it, or I should be able to find it, or I should be able to recognize it, amen? That's why we read the Bible. We read the Bible so we can understand. We read the Bible, we can, or for the Bible, that the Word could order our steps, amen? Then the Bible says, for he beholdeth himself and go of his way, and straightway forgive the manner of man he was. See, sometimes we can get in the habit of reading the Bible and putting it down, but we're not applying it to our lives. We're not doing what it says. We're just reading it just to be reading because we know it's the Word of God. But how about we apply it to our lives? How about we don't forget what God has brought us from and where he delivered us from and where we're on our way to, amen? But this is what we should do. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he forgetteth not, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds, or in his work, or what he's doing, he'll be blessed in it. The Bible says, but whosoever looketh in a perfect law. What it's talking about is the Word of God again. Now, do you remember the story of David in the Old Testament? And I believe it's 2 Samuel chapter number 12. And when he started talking to the man of God who came to him, and he started talking about how this man deceived this, he did this, and this man, he did this right here. And then King David said, let's go to it. I don't want to say it wrong, amen. I got a second Samuel scholar back there, amen. In 2 Samuel chapter number 12. 2 Samuel chapter number 12. It's David. 2 Samuel and Nathan. He rebukes him. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter number 12. The Bible says in verse number 5. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, that's the man of God who came to him and rebuked him. Then he says, as the Lord liveth, the man that have done this thing shall surely die. And then the Bible says, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. See, sometimes when we give in judgment, we're not giving according if it was ourselves. We look at the person and we give a judgment because we know it's not us, amen. See, if it was us, we want a little grace. If it was us, we want a little mercy. If it was us, we wouldn't want those things to take place. But the Bible said, Nathan said, thou art the man. You the man, David. You the person who stole that man's wife. You the person who did this and you caused him to be killed in war. You that person. So we need to, if we don't want someone to judge us, we need to judge ourselves, amen. Look into that own mirror so we can see ourselves. That's also like when we do communion. When we do communion and pastor read those verses, we're doing something right there. We are examining ourselves. Why? So we don't have to be examined by God. We don't want God to kill us or to kill us. Amen. For doing what we know we should examine ourselves and check our heart. That's why God gives us a conscience, amen. He gives every person in here has a conscience. If you have a conscience, that the Word of God is written on your heart, amen. The Bible then says, but whosoever looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Then the Bible says, so we got to receive the Word. We got to perceive, means to know, acknowledge it, so we won't be deceived, amen. And then after we don't be deceived by the world. We don't be deceived by the world, amen. Then we can proceed. We see in verses 26 and verse number 27. We see what we should be doing. The Bible says, if any man among you seem to be religious and brittle and brittle not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this man religion is vain. This man religion is vain, or is empty. Amen. It's empty. We don't want to be a man that's full of empty, that's not full of the work of God. Amen. Then the Bible says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Now, when he says pure religion, that basically means the practice or the service. We practicing basically what we preach. Amen. We practicing what we preach. If we're going to say that we love soul winning, we ought to be out there soul winning. If we say we love praying, we're a prayer warrior, we should be praying. Amen. We should be praying for the people of God. We should be praying for the work of God. We should be praying for all those things that are going around us. If you don't like the government, pray for them. Amen. Pray for them. Pray. The Bible says that God got the kings who's in power. Amen. He can guide all those things. But are you praying for the people who are in power? That's in Proverbs, by the way. Then the Bible says, God and the Father at this to the visit the fathers and the widows. When was the last time you talked or visited the widows? Amen. Our job as Christians is to protect and to help people. We're supposed to help the fatherless and the widows, those people who might have lost their husband or their wife, and the father, someone who doesn't have a father at home. Are we encouraging those? Are we witnessing to them? Are we giving them what we have? See, some of us grew up with fathers, so therefore we had a good example. So we should be that example to those who don't have a father at home. Amen. Then the Bible says, and widows in their affliction or their hurt. Then the Bible says, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. The word unspotted also means be separate. We're supposed to be in the world, but not of the world. Amen. We're supposed to be in it, but not of it. Being of it will mean hanging out with people where they hang out. Amen. When Jesus went to those people, those fornicators, no adulterers and everything, he didn't go out. He didn't go out there hang with them in the club. He went there to tell them who he was and why he came and who he is and how they can be delivered from their sin. So we ought to do the same thing. We ought to tell people about the goodness of God. We should also tell them about their sin. Amen. Don't ignore the sin. Amen. I know we're supposed to love them and do all the different things, but they need to know why they're going to die and go to hell. Amen. They need to know why their sin will separate them from an eternal God. So we should tell them about the goodness of God. Tell them about the word of God and tell them how they can get to a glorious heaven. Amen. The Bible then says, In Romans chapter number 10, in verse number 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're going to be saved, you have to know the word. The Bible says in verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how we grow. That's how we get encouraged. That's how we grow and see and do the will of God, is by hearing and coming. If we come, we can be more like him. If we look in that glass, we look in that mirror, who do we see? Do we see ourselves, or do we see God? We want to see, we want to be transparent. We want to see Jesus. That's who we ultimately want to be more like. We want to be more like him. We want to be like ourselves. We want to be full of flesh and full of sin. Amen. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus, your Lord and Savior, I pray you come and ask him. I pray you, if you don't know how to ask him, grab somebody and they'll show you how to be saved. Amen. The Bible says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord. Lord, I pray that you just work on us, Lord. I pray you forgive us for our sins. Lord, I pray you just help us, Lord. Help us to do your will. Help us to be hearers and doers, Lord. We don't want to be just hearers. We want to hear and do. We want to apply the word to our lives, Lord. Lord God, I pray you watch over us, protect us. Lord, give someone some strength and some power to go on, Lord. Lord, we are more than conquerors through you, Lord. And I thank you for being our Heavenly Father, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Amen.